A day after Tuesday's election, on a Zoom conference call with media discussing the results, Professors James Campbell and Henry Taylor, along with three of their colleagues, shared different viewpoints of today's political climate.
One of the worst things that happened in this very ugly election was the media's basically siding with the Democrats and the Trump and against Trump and the Republicans.
One of the interesting things about this election is that the right-wing media, Fox, the conservative folks, they've had one set of news.
The news is too far left. The news is too far right. Political discourse like this is relatable for friends, families, and coworkers all across the country, especially in a county like Erie, where American Studies professor Carrie Winter says the region is a microcosm.
I don't see this as a red or red-leaning county so much as a very mixed county that reflects the wider divisions of the country.
Election night voting in Erie County had Donald Trump receiving about 25,000 more votes than Joe Biden in the presidential election. However, with early voting counted, Biden won the vote by almost 5%. Campbell, who's a political science professor, says there's a lot of adamant Trump supporters in Western New York, and that part of the divide comes from them being mischaracterized.
And I don't think it's either supported or useful to characterize the other side and the way it's been done here.
That prompted this response from Taylor, an urban and regional planning professor.
Well, let me speak to that, because I think we want to hide the ugliness of what we're dealing with. And I think that Trump has revealed that side. I mean, I think it's no accident the efforts to suppress the vote. I don't think.
As Taylor was making his point, Campbell interrupted, leading to a heated exchange.
You have to be willing to look at that ugliness and what that ugliness means. Will you let me finish, Jim? My name is Henry Taylor. Don't interrupt me. Do not interrupt me.
Go ahead.
Do not interrupt me.
I'm not interrupting.
Do not interrupt me.
Talk about ugly.
Do not interrupt me. Let me finish and then you speak. This is the kind of stuff that I'm talking about. And this blatant disregard for rights. And I think that
this being on Zoom, it's important to note a back and forth discussion can be harder to have. And the discussion outside of this heated moment was civil. But the disagreement between professors regarding race was apparent as the conversation turned to disenfranchised voters. Campbell says making ballot access easier for people may have called into question the integrity of the election.
In terms of disenfranchisement, to me, that's utterly nonsense in this. We had turnout is going to go through the roof in this election. So nobody was disenfranchised.
Taylor disagreed, citing challenges for those trying to mail their vote in and voter intimidation that took place in other parts of the country.
The fact that prisoners and those with former records in many places can't even vote, I think disenfranchisement is an issue.
Later in the conversation, Winter added the large turnout doesn't mean disenfranchisement isn't happening.
Can voter turnout and voter suppression exist simultaneously? I think we can look very factually just at Trump's speech last night, where he declared victory and suggested that counting should stop.
We were getting ready to win this election. Frankly, we did win this election. So we'll be going to the U.S. Supreme Court. We want all voting to stop. We don't want them to find any ballots at 4 o'clock in the morning and add them to the list, okay?
I think that answers your question. It's quite blatant.
Trump's campaign declared victory in Pennsylvania with less than 80% of the vote. He's currently suing to, quote, temporarily halt counting in Pennsylvania until there is meaningful transparency. As the presidential election turns to the courts, there's one thing, local and national, these professors vocally agree on.
This is a deeply, deeply divided country.
That's so evenly divided.
Nick Lippa, WBFO News.